Hi. So with the thing of Pat Truma, just since that's the beginning of the Pesach Shleimim, really, according to Tom, see how it works out from there. Shnei Gemara. Amar Rav Chaim Bar Ashi, Pat Truma Bekarim Bavarcha Lamaisi. Pat Truma, the bracha is Hamaisi. The shaila is, what was the chiddush of Rav Chaim Bar Ashi? So, Machlokes Rishonim. If you look at the Baal Amar, Baal Amar learns that this sugya is a hemshich of the sugya of Chavisa. In the sugya of Chavisa, we saw he says that Bishul is Mafkiya, the Shem Lechem, and to Mavashal, Lechem is not Hamoiti anymore, it turns into Mizainis. Zokta Khir Barashi, Pas Truma Bekarel, if it's in a Kli Shemi, if the Pas is in a Kli Shemi, not in a Kli Rishon, it doesn't have the Maila of Bishul, and really it's not Mafkiya, the Tera Lechem. Eva Zay, Mavashal of Hamoiti. The din is, blab to Hamoiti. It's still blab, it's the double bracha that it was before, and the Mosai Okaimi, and it's Hamoiti. Remember, it's Mamash Hemshech of the Sugya of Chavisa, and there's no Shaykhus to anything else. And, however, Roy Rishonim learned not that way, and they learned that Anayadin, which is Shaykh really more, to the next Sugya. Different mile is, one mile can make the next mile. Which mile is a better mile? The Shaykh is, Dr. Rishonim, what exactly are we talking about? We're trying to figure out what's the finish of Rav Chaim Bar Ashi. What's the finish of Pasun Mekarim Varchal Hamoiti? What are we talking about? Trek Tesvis and other Rishonim, that what's the Messiah? If there's a Pas which is Shalim over here, so then Kuliyam is Maskim, that he's supposed to make a bracha on the Shalim, as opposed to the Tesvis. And if there's no Pas Shalim over here, so we see in the Sugya of Chavisa already that if you have the Tesvim, everybody agrees he's supposed to make a Hamoiti on the Tesvim. There's nobody that holds that at the end of the day that it's like, except for the Rachmi. There's nobody that holds at the end of the day that Ptitim, Peruri Lechem, that after Lechem, are not Hamoiti. So, in what theory are we having? What theory are we having? The Esam this that Tesis was Miyafid, that they asked, Imi Yishlim Lechon of Amrinu B'Samach Kuli Amashlim Ha'odesh, Lechor that's Mahfagi Yishlim. According to Rashi, Pashas that's not true. According to Rabuna, if Huna holds in a case where you have Ptitim which are the same size as the Shleimah, then we Eza Shiyur says, you can do whichever one you want. You can do the Shalim, you can do the Ptitim. Doesn't make a difference. But mainly you can say that Rav Chaim Rashi, we're having Mamash the double seer as that case of Rav Huna and Rav Yechonah later on, that the Ptitim are the same size as the Shleimim, and Rav Chaim Rashi says, just trust him with Karim, Rav Ramayit. If you want, you can use the Ptitim with Karim. You don't have to go back to the Shalim. There is a Shalim, and you have Ptitim with Karim. If you want, if you go just as much as you want to go back to the Shalim, you go back to the Pasuk Tumah Karim. Pasuk the Pasuk Tumah is not talking about that it's bigger than you can say that it's Dafka. You should know what it is. You should Dafka over the Ptitim. Tosfos the Shitasim that understood that even in the case where they're equal, there's no Machlokes, everybody agrees to go back to the Shalim, so they couldn't say that. The fact that they understand over here, that we're not talking about bigger pieces. We're sure not bigger pieces. Almost you know, else you're ruined. How can you make a desire to work on that? We're having Pirurin over here. We're not talking about something fascist. We're not talking about Pirurin Pas Truma, which is bigger than the Shalom. Meila Tesis had no thought to say this is Machlokes to Rav Huna Rav Yechonah. But according to Rashi, in a Chanan, you can say this is all Machlokes to Rav Huna Rav Yechonah. Tesis, she taught some, I had to give a different tenet. And for Tesis, Yishleim HaKi Koyin Yit Yishleim Lefano, Ubata Men Atzuma. Yes, there is a Shalom. Ubata Men Atzuma. Yuchi Rashi Tzavad Avik Moishleim HaKi Koyin Yit Yishleim HaKi Rav Chaim Bar Ashi says that we have a milo of, since it's Chavis, it has a milo of Shalim. Tosfos is Marav Tam Igur. What happened between the Kasha and the Tam? Tosfos in the Kasha says everybody agrees that when you have Shleimah and Ptitim, you go back to the Shleimah. And for Tosfos, no. You have Shleimah and Ptitim, but we go back to the Ptitim. What was in Skadish in the Tam? That's the first Kasha. The second Kasha is that Tosfos says more than once on Amud Bein, twice to be precise, at least. He brings down a tzedakah that says that Choviv is not considered a Maila connected Shalim. That if we have Pas Kibur and Pas Nafi, even if the Pas Kibur is a Shalim, then you go back to the Pas Kibur. Even though the Nafi is more Choviv. It's a Mepurisha tzedakah. They bring down to Shalmi also. So, how could they say over here in the Tzedakah, that Rechir Barash is going to be a Kurdish on a tzedakah in your Shalmi, that Choviv has the same Maila Shalim, the Mepurisha tzedakah that says, Pasnakiyah, which is a Prusa, a Pashon, which is Pas Kibur, you go back to the Pashon. Chovid is not considered a Milo, Keneged Shalim, at the end of the day. Choshev maybe is, but Chovid, because it's more Chovid than somebody. Pasnakiyah, that's no more Milo than the Milo of Shalim. Eva Zay, what's Tzitzit Teres? Tzitzit Teres, Lechor Mitzotim. So the Maram Benet, in his Pirush, he says that, he brings down the Marashah. Marashah adds two words over here in Tzitzit. We have them in our Tzitzit in brackets. Mivarach Alev. The Marashah that was Magiyad in Tzitzit, he says, what's the Marashah of Kavan? He says, the Marashah was bothered by the Tasha, the second Tasha. The Lechor Chavid is not a Maila of Kenegi Shomit. The Mila, from the way that he leaves out those two words, it sounds like this is saying, since it's Chavid, it has the same Maila as Shalom. First of all, that's not true, because if the Sefer says not that way. And second of all, Tzitzit said in their Kasha that everybody agrees that he's all in the Shalom. The Mela Mashos Magia, Me'ach Shri Chavivo, Mevar Chavel. The Mela, this is how you have to be Tzitzit. Revchir Barach Shri Savar, Dahavi Kumoy Shleimo. Me'ach Shri Chavivo, Mevar Chavel. Revchir Barach Shri says, since you were Bosa, let's say this is Bosa Min Asumo. Ubata, already in the past, you're Ubata Min Asumo. It's talking about you had another Shalim also. This past Truma was a Shalim. Ubata Min Asumo, and you broke it down. Today, with your Kavanah, your intention was at the time of the breaking it to make a rough on it. Mamela, it had the Maila of the Shalim before him. The same way, since your Kavanah at the time of breaking it was to make a bracha on it, so we look at the time of your eating it, of the bracha, Kiyo as the Shalim, Al-Shem Ha'ava. Hashem, the time before, since your whole kavana in breaking it down was to make a bracha, so it still has the maila showing. Because you only broke it down today that you should make a bracha. So clap the maila of bracha. Clap the maila of bracha, we still reckon it to be a showing. The maila we have a shalim of pastanuma. Can I get a shalim of na pastanuma? Me'acha shi chaviva, since the pastanuma also has not a maila that is chaviva, because now it's in pieces. So you have a shalim, can I get a shalim? And the Shalom of Pasnuma has another Maila that is also Chaviv. The Maila says, give a Maila of Chaviv also, you go bust to make Mavar Chalev. Make a bracha on that. Kum Tei. Oh, that's... Alright, we'll get to that in a second. Very good. Kum Tei, Tei in the Kasha. There's no Chazar from what Tei is held in the Kasha. Tei is always held in the Kasha that Shalom is a Maila over Petitim. However, Tei is Mechalish in the Teres that if you were by Tei today to make a bracha, then we still have him to be a Shalom. So we have a shalom, can I get a shalom? And a shalom, can I get a shalom? This way you go bust the chavim. That's the success. There's a person who accepts in that case. And if you have two things that are shalom, you go bust the one which is past the keel. But whether what? It's only the case where you don't have a shalom. Then we say that chavim is not a mayim. If you have two shalim, chavim is a mayim. The chavim, Eva Zay, this is Makar to the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua says, he brings down Tesis and he says, Kavanah says this like the Rosh. What does the Rosh say? If you look at the Rosh, he says, Mamash is chat. That you broke it up into pieces. Today to make a bracha on it, and therefore it's considered a chavim. Therefore, you make a bracha on this one, because that was your kavanah of the shas that you're breaking it up. The first understand shakti says this. Tzitzit says the portion of chavim. We have shalim keneged chavim. The Chiyah Rashi says chavim is on this. The Chiyah says shalim is on this. It's nothing to do with breaking it up into pieces. Where do you see that in Tzitzit? The Teretz is he was bothered by these kashas. Tzitzit was bothered by the same kashas that we're bothered by. Mele behechet. That's how we understand Tzitzit. Ubatam in atzuma means the tzuma was shalim. Ubata men atzuma today to make a bracha on it. And therefore it has a mandal. Really, so on faith, it's not much like the Rosh. Her, that's the makar for the Pnei Yeshua.
Why is that
the
second Shalom?
But if you don't have another Shalom, what's the Chiddush? I would say you can make a bracha on it. Where would I see anywhere that you make it? If you didn't have another Shalom, then we'd be able
to...
That's the Teretz. That's the Teretz, really, bad time. That's what the Gemara says, the Pliga de Ruchia Rashi. That's what the Pliga de Ruchia. Once we say this din, so then, in and of itself, the Etzem, it is a din, Klapi that, Pliga de Ruchia. But Klapi the din of, that you have to make up the Chiddush of, Mevar, Hamoit, Kilecha, Menahar, that it's still considered a Hamoit, that you make a bracha on this one as opposed to a different one. There's two Epsharias. You could either have a chiddush where you have a shalim and you have the tzitzit, or you can have a chiddush in and of itself, which is what the Gemara says in the second shlav. When the first shlav, what are you trying to say? The first thing, when you have a shalim, you can make it a tzitzit, because if you're just talking about tzitzit, so then everybody's going to agree that you make. If all you have is tzitzit, you're going to make a much. Even Rav Chiya agrees that if you have no shalim, you make a bracha on the
west.
Well,
shalim is the west. You
say
talking
about both conditions. Heard is never about conditions. Heard is never about conditions. Which brings us to the sugya of Tikkun Bishleimim. Shteini Gemara. Itmar hevi lefneim Tikkun Bishleimim, Amar Rav Huna, Mevarach al Tikkun. Upoi tis Bishleimim, Rav Yochanan Amar Shleimim, Mitzamena Mufa. Mahoi tis Tikkun Bishleimim, Rav Yochanan, if you have Tikkun and Shleimim, on which one you should make a bracha? What exactly is the tier of the Machlekes? What are we talking about? That is Machlekes Rashi Tikkun. We're going to start with Shitas Tesis first, to start with Avek, and it will bring us hopefully to Shitas Rashi. Tesis understands that the Machlekes Tikkun of Huna and Rav Yochanan is in a case where the Petitin are bigger than the Shleimim. In a case where they're equal, everybody needs Yovasa the Shalim. The whole Nidan is where you have Petitin which are bigger than the Shleimim, there you have the Machlekes. Rav Huna says, look over here, it's 2 miles. We have Petitin which are Gadol, and we have Shleimim which are Shalim. You have a Gadol, can I get a Shalim? They each have a Milo. The Milo, either the answer you're to. You can do whichever one you want. The case says, if you hear a Funa, whichever one you want, either the Gadol or the Shalim. They each have their own Milo. Rav Yochanan on the other hand says, no. Shalim is a bigger Milo than Gadol. In a Chanami, Gadol is a Milo. Shalim is a bigger Milo than Gadol. The Milo is a Bosa to Shalim. However, Dr. Gemara, in a case where you have Prusa, Shal Chitin, Meshlim, Shal Serin, where you have a chitin, which the prusa is chitin, and the shalim is something else, is the urn, there even Rav Yochanan agrees. The hain. The way that Tesis understands it, he tells it like this figure, the way that he understands it means that when we come to a mila, not a mila of shalim or gadol, not a mila that we find in the Torah, aksame kro or akshave kro, whatever it is, we'll see as we get up to it. If we come to such a mila that the makor is in the Torah, that mila is better than any other mila. The hain. Hagam that Rav Yochanan said that Shalim is a bigger Mila than Gadol, when it comes to Mila of which we find Akhtami Krah, a Mila which is Mekurish Bateru, we have a Mekurish Apostle that says that this is a Mila, that Mila is a bigger Mila even than Shalim. Hagam that Shalim is a Mila than, bigger Mila than Gadol, the Mila which it says in the Torah, that's a bigger Mila than Shalim. On that, then, that Mila of Hanimsa Bateru is the biggest Mila, on that the Gemara brings the Lame Ketanah. We find Benegea to Batal, Benegea to the Din of Truma. If somebody has a Batal which is Gadol, but it's not Shalim, and somebody has a Batal which is Shalim, but it's not as, according to Tesis, doesn't taste as good as the Gadol, we have a Machlokes between Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Yehuda says the bigger one, which doesn't mean bigger because in size, because at the end of the day, it's the same size as the Shalim. It means it started off bigger, but now it's a half of the size. It tastes better. It's more kosher. It's nichlal in the pasuk. You have makar in the pasuk. As the rimchem es kalva yimenu. The more tastier one has is a bigger mila when it gets to truma. The mila says Rabbi Yehuda, the mila which we find in the pasuk is a bigger mila than shalim. The mila is supposed to give the one that we find in the pasuk, which is the tastier one, the half of the basal adam. Rabbanan or chelik? Rabbanan say no. So what I'm saying, Shalim is a bigger mila even than the mila that we find than the mila of the term. The mila that we find of Shalim, that's a bigger mila than the Nuncha Talba Yemenu. Maybe it's Nichlal. That's a Gerash Mun. But Pashas was, that's how the Rabbanan understand. In other words, the Kumta is this Machlekes of by Truma has no Shachet, the Machlekes of Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan B'chol. Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan the Machlekes when they get to Gadol and Shalim. Which one is the bigger mila? Says Rav Yochanan, Shalim is a bigger mila than Gadol. However, when you come to a mila that's in the Torah, falls away the whole swar that Rav Yochanan said. And the mila, the mila of the Torah is the biggest mila. That mila overrides the mila of Shalim, and the mila make a bracha on the thing the mila hanimsa b'terim. That is what reasons the Machlekes Tanoim. Is the mila hanimsa b'terim bigger than the mila of Shalim or not? B'chorah, this is what Pshat in Tesis. Tesis says, Tesis in his chat, not like Rashi, he says, "Aval the gadol tevi yiti la'achilam in a chazim." Tesis says that there's a mila to the onion, which is bigger, not because it's bigger in size, because it's the same size, rather because it's tasty. Whereas the real man, that B'chorah Tesis in the last Tesis at the end of this Tesis, was saying that from Purushat Tesefta. The Septa says that a tastier piece of bread is not a bigger mila than a geta mimaximin. Because we have a pas kibur which is shalim, and a pas nekia which is a prusa. The Septa says, you go across the pas kibur. Hagam at the pas nekia is tastier. So we see that the pas nekia tastier is not a mila than a mila shalim. So what Septa over here is saying that by truma, the mila of muscle is a mila of Is the bigger man than Shalim? The Teretz is Teitz of the Shittasim. Teitz understands that the whole sugya of Basal is going to be again to the chashivas of Akhtam Ikram. It was Akhtam Ikram, Arim Chemes Chalvim Imenu. We find that the Teretz was much shiv in again to Truma. But Mirla has the Maila of, if it's tastier, it's more chashiv in again to Truma, and it has that Maila. Why not in again to Bracha? Then we don't find the Pasik. There the Pasik doesn't tell us anything. The Mirla Teitz is saying that Dachtam in again to Basal, Dachtam in again to the din of Truma, there we find Akhtam Ikram. There it has the Maila that it's maximate over Shalmi. And if Nami, the Maal's here, can't send Shalmi, it's not going to be better. The Fidus, there's a smear of Asiyon Tesis. According to the way that Tesis, all we did now is tell it back the way that Tesis comes into the Sigyu. The first Machlaikis of Hunir Yechman is a Machlaikis when he's Shalim, when he gets the Gavos. The second Machlaikis, which is really the din of Chitin Kenegi Serer, is Machlaikis, there's no shaitas to that. Machlaikis of Akhtam Ikra, a Myra of the Torah, that's a bigger Myra than Shalim. Ebazay, what is Tesis coming to do? Tesis called Echad Ika Krayim, Tuli Amalei Pliki Dechashav Adam. Tesis is bothered. And Mara says that if there is a Krayim around, then there's no Machlaikis. All Tanayim agree that you give the Chashav. You give the Chashav, which according to Tesis means the bigger onion. The half of the bigger onion. That's, we have two Tanaim, everybody agrees, we have two Tanaim, not like Rabbi Yechonim. Rabbi Yechonim said at the beginning that if you have a Shalim or a Gadol, you go back to the Shalim, not back to the Gadol. And over here, it takes the same, the Gemara says that Kul Yama agrees, they go back to the Chashit, which is the bigger one. Taisus is bothered, we have two Tanaim, not like Rabbi Yechonim. Pliyin is Gadol. Taisus just spent three Taisus in trying to tell us that this Machlekes has no Shachet, the Machlekes of Rav Huna Rabbi Yechonim. Rav Huna Rabbi Yechonim are talking about Gadol connected Shalim. On that machlokes, Shalom is better than Gadol. But when it comes to Maila, which it says in the Pasuk, which is talking about Basal, which is a Maila that it says in the Pasuk, that even Rabbi Yechonim agrees that the Maila which is in the Pasuk is a bigger Maila. That's why it says these Maskim in the Chitin, that Chitin comes first as opposed to Tzarim. The Tzarim of Chitin is bigger than the Maila of Tzarim, because Chitin is Akhtam Ikra, Hashiv is the Pasuk, Smir Abasi and Zephek and Kiva Eger, the Tzarim of Chitin Gadol. Find Tzarim of Chitin Gadol. The Tzarim of Bir. Maybe we'll get back to that in a minute. That is Shittas Tesis. Shittas Rashi. Rashi, on the other hand, disagrees with Tesis, and he understands that the Machlekes between Rav Huna and Rav Yechanan is not a Machlekes specifically when the Petitin are bigger than the Shlemis, but even if the Petitin are the same size as the Shlemis, we still have Machlekes. According to Rav Huna, there is no Maila of Shalim whatsoever. In the Mail, if you have Petitin and Shlemis of the same size, in the Shiyutta, whichever one you want, you go back to the Ptitin, you go back to the Shalim. There's no Maila Ba'etem, the Shalim. However, Rabbi Yechonon is Chalik, and he says, no, there is a Maila to Shalim over Ptitin. And Ramela, if you have Ptitin and Shlemim, you go back to the Ptitin, you go back to the Shlemim, and you don't go back to the Ptitin. However, if we have Hagam that I say that Shalim is a bigger Maila than Ptitin, if we have a Prusa Ptitin, according to Rashi, Kari Pashas means the same thing. Prusa, we have Ptitin of Chitin, and Shalim of Tzarim, we go back to the Chitin, and we don't go back to the Tzarim. The Chitin is considered the Iker, as opposed to the Tzarim. The Hainu, since it tastes better, if we're all talking about Ptitin and Shalim, and that they're the same type of bread, they both taste the same way, then there'd be a Kanan, 100%. The Shalim is more Chashiv than the Ptitin. However, if we're talking about two different types of bread, we're talking about chitin and tzarin, it's not just the way that Rashi learns, it's nothing to do with Akhtam Ikra. One tastes better than the other, which is the way Rabbeinu Yirmiyahu speaks it out in the Purush, that one pas chitin tastes better, that's what tastes coming lafuki later on. You can't tell me that pas chitin is better because it tastes better, it's coming lafuki from Rashi's chat. And from Rabbeinu Yirmiyahu's chat. That's why he says Akhtam Ikra. Rashi doesn't say anything about Akhtam Ikra. Rashi learning pas chitin, pas tastes better than tzarin. Tzarin is Michael Behemo, we know. Chitin pashas tastes better than Ptitin. Since it's tastier, so agam that when we have shleimim keneged ptitin, we go back to the shleimim. If the ptitin tastes better than the shleimim, Rabbi Yechonon is maskim. We go back to the ptitin. That's the Gemara. Neima ketanoi, which Rashi understands is going on that thing. Neima ketanoi, we have a machlokes ben geit and shumu. Rav Huna says if you have a big onion which is not shalim, or a small onion which is shalim, the Rabbi Yehuda says you give the big onion which is shalim. Which is not Shalom, sorry. Yehuda says you give the bigger onion when you get the Shalom. As opposed to the Rabbanu and Rafaelik, and they say, no, you give the Shalom, even if it's small, you give the Shalom. What does this have to do with Machlokes of Chitin and Tzarin and all? This is mamish the machlekes of Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Vidyuk machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda that says you're supposed to give it a bigger onion is like Rav Huna that says you're supposed to make a bracha on the bigger piece. Which according to Shashi, a bigger piece, you make a bracha on the bigger piece. The Rabbana that say that you're supposed to give the shalim is exactly like Rav Yehuda that says you're supposed to make the bracha on the shalim. There's no shaykh, it's the chitin and sirin, which one thing is better than the other. And I still think that it's better than the other one. What shaykh does it have a klal? So if you look at the Rashash goes through the Tzav Kivei Egret Kasher. Tzav Kivei Egret Kasher that we just mentioned, he says, places over here, that they were bothered by this Kasher, that we have two Tanayim, Malik and Yechanan, they were going in Shittas Rashi. Tzav was trying to answer the Fi Shittas Rashi. According to Shittas, Tzav in a Hanami, nothing is shver. Like we said, there's no shaykh of the Machlek of Yechanan. Because this Machlek is going to get to Akhmei Kro, Chitin in turn is Akhmei Kro, the Hashivas of the Pasek, and Rehunan and Rehunan is Machlek is going to get to Gobel and Shalim. No Shaykhah. It wasn't Shver. It's very Mephishit of Rashi. Mephishit of Rashi, you've heard of this Machlek is by Vata, by Truma, is the exact Machlek is of Rehunan and Rehunan. And everybody agrees in the case where there is a Kain. Hey Chadik of Kain, Kuli Amalei Pligi, the Chashav Adif. Everybody agrees that when there is a kayin, that you're supposed to give it a chashiv, which means the bigger one according to Shittas Rashi. So that means we have two tanaim as saying, not like Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says you're supposed to give it a shamid, and here we have two tanaim that say the bigger one is better. Bigger is better. And for the fifth, they're not there. No shaykhah. Rav Yehuda said his din, b'negeah to bracha. B'negeah to bracha, there's no milo, the fact that one is bigger than the other. There's no milo. If it doesn't taste better, the Lashon of Tesis. The Lama Yevarech Begodol Hoyo Ve'ini Naki Bizeh. Since it doesn't taste any better, it's not any cleaner, therefore there's no reason to make a bracha on the Godol. First of all, I think that's a big riot that the Shatim will bring it down. There's a big riot that we're going to trash. And if it would be, Hoyo Ve'ini Naki means that. There's no reason to make a bracha on the big one, so it's not Naki. And if it would be Naki, then you wouldn't make a bracha according to Tesis. You brought it to Tesis, that we don't make a bracha. Pashas says we're not going according to Shittas Tesis. Pashas is going to Shittas Rashi. First, a big raya. Raya Gedeva to the Rashash, we're going to Shittas Rashi. The Milan says Tesis, according to Shittas Rashi, that it's not Dema, the case of Rabbi Yechanan, to the case of Truma. Rabbi Yechanan is talking about making a bracha. When he gets a bracha, bigger is not better. Why should bigger be any better than the Shalim? Mashenki warned, how many when he gets a Truma? Truma, bigger is better. The Kohen is getting onion, you'd rather have a bigger onion. If the crane is here, it's not going to rot. So if you're going to ask the crane, you want a small onion which is whole or a big onion which is not, of course you want the bigger. Why should you want a bigger? It's more chashiv. The lashon of tesis, avogavi nesino kain, ikin afkuta diitim reagoko, a chashiv svei, din ikhalin. When it comes to nesino kain, not bracha, there, bigger is better. But meilu zak tesis is not daim, and this machlekes is not daim, and machlekes of hunar rabbi yechim. This we're handling, that's talking about how you're going to get the bracha. Bracha, we don't say the bigger is better. Who says that? It's a different guideline. Mashenki, when it comes to giving to a kohen, there we say the bigger is better. The kohen would rather have the bigger. But maybe it's not very much. Come say, what do we ask? We have two questions really. First of all, that this machlekes of Truma is very similar. It's exactly machlekes of Huna Rabbi Yechanan. On that, we're saying now it's not very much. Because Rabbi Yechanan is talking about when you get the bracha, and in Echanan, when it comes to kohen, you see no kohen, kenzan is different. However, it's still shmer, the second kash down here. Bechor, fine, it's not the Emetan HaMachlekes. But this Machlekes has no shaykh of the Chitim Vissarin. The whole thing of Chitim Vissarin was that if one tastes better than the other, Hagam, that Rabbi Yechanan said, that Sholim is better than Godol, but if the Godol tastes better, or the Ptitim tastes better than the Sholim, then you go back to the Ptitim. Now what does this have to do with Kain? Kain is not talking about what tastes better, what tastes worse. However, if you Medai Kolosha Legumar Kipshutai, and Betham is very reserved by Daniel Tesis. Rashi understood the Gemara, the Dimin is Mamash Kepashas HaGemara. My love, the Hoka Miflagi, the Mar Savar Choshev Odit, or Mar Savar Shalim Odit. The whole Nekuda is Choshev Kineged Shalim. Shalim, the Etzem, is not considered Choshev. There's Choshev Kineged Shalim. Shalim has a Mar that is Shalim. But then there's different Mar that is Kineged Bishlim. When we're talking about Chitin and Turin, so the Mar is that it tastes better. The meal of that choshev. When you get to making a bracha, we have choshev. Choshev, in the arena of bracha, what is choshev connected to shalim? If it tastes better. So we have shalim, and it's chashivim. When you get the bracha is, if it tastes better. When you get to the nesil, which is bigger is better. That's chashivim. The meal, the whole dimin was 100%. We're not saying anywhere that the onion tastes better, one onion tastes better than the other. It's more chashiv than the other one. Mamash Madrig says, Ikin Afusa, Yitin Le HaGadol. Avogavin Esina Latayit, Ikin Afusa, Yitin Le HaGadol, HaChashiv Tvei, the Nicholai. Since it's more chashiv, so therefore, he's Nicholai. Why? When you have choshev keneged shalim, on there we have the machlokes tanaim. Is choshev better or is shalim better? If you the whole bigger is better. Bigger is considered choshev. That's better. Mashengi and Rabbanim say no. The fact that it's bigger, hagam that it's choshev. Choshev is not a mile of the shalim, and we go back to the shalim. Kumtayis lefi shita seifis. The machlokes is a totally different machlokes than the fish shita Rashi. And Rashi is pshuta yevigmar. Rashi learned that. Leim of Alkum Lefidi, Maritav HaChoshev Odev, Maritav HaShalim Odev. Maritav HaHolz, the Machlekes is B'negei Et HaChashivis, Keneged Shleimis. I want to say this, he's Masrik and he says that Choshev doesn't mean Choshev. It means Akta Mikro. HaChashivis because of Akta Mikro. That's an intrinsic HaChashivis. Point to Rashi, the Sugi is the Pshuter. We have HaChashivis, Keneged, HaChashivis of B'negei Et HaChitin, B'negei Et HaBracha, Chitin is Choshev because it tastes better, B'negei Et HaChruma, bigger is Choshev, and that's the same Machlekes. Shleimim, can I get Choshev? Which one has a bigger mouth?